Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed, based in the Torah of our Rav Lam, Zichrono Livracha. And in the previous shiur, we saw that there are two aspects to Kiyum Shema Yisrael. One is Yichud Hashem, and the other, the mitzvah's kriya, the mitzvah v'dibarta bam. And we were exploring what the status of Baruch Shem is. Is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed because of Yichud Hashem, or is it part of the mitzvah's kriya Shema? So we saw a number of nafkaminas, and now we are going to continue b'siyata d'shemaya. There are makoros according to which there are three principles in the Amira and the saying of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed. First of all, it's a shevach that we're mishabech as habore. We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Mishnah in Yuma, v'kachay oimer ona Hashem avisi chatosi v'ashat, v'ashati chatosi l'fonecho, v'in ona machor of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed. Similarly, we have the Afalam Tes Amar Aleph in the Mishnah there, and Mishnah Samach Vav Amar Aleph, Shishon Mishem before Shelts Mepi Koin Gadol, Ayukori, and Vomer Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed. The Gemara there, the Afalam Tzayin Amar Aleph, Tanya Rebbe Yomer, Kishem Mishem Ekro Avu Gudel Lokenu, Alam Oshi Yisov, Shini Maski, Rishon Shalak Rosh Baruch, Otem Havu Godel. When I mention the name of God, you give him greatness. And from all this it emerges that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed is a Shevach that we are praising Shem Shamayim, and that's a Kiyum Mitzvah of Havu Godel Elokeinu, of giving greatness to God. Derech Agav, according to this, we can understand the meaning of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed after a Safek Bracha, or after a Bracha Levatala, Kach Le'inyin, a Machlokes, we have a Machlokes if you make one Bracha on the two Tefillin, or two Brachas. The Ramah writes, Minag Ashkenaz, since there are Chilukei Des about the second Bracha, on the Shel Rosh, it's better to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed, or Makor B'Yerushalmi B'Brachas, that if there's a suffix B'Bracha, or the first Bracha was B'Tos, and he wants to make another Bracha, Amar Tachan Bar Yudin, Sarach Lam Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed, Shel Lahaskir Shem Shemayin Levatala, and so Paskin the Rishon. It's hard to understand how is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed fixing a Bracha Levatala or a suffix Bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests in Aruch Chaim and Simon Chav Hei, and maybe it's because he was motzi shem shemayim levatala tzich lekabel atzma al machus shemayim. But it's hard to say such a thing, that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed is some type of onesh. Is that what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying? That since he did this avera, he was motzi shem shemayim levatala, he has to be metakein this, the onesh is to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed? If that's what the Aruch HaShulchan means, it's hard to understand. But we could say Pashit, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed is a kiyum of Havu Godel Elokeinu. And whenever you're mask, your Shem Shemayim, Kishem Hashem Ekwa, your Makayim Havu Godel Elokeinu, give greatness to God. So when you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed, after your mask, your Shem Shemayim Bebracha, your Makayim a mitzvah, and the Shem Shemayim is no longer Levatala, because now you're praising God. And Afkamina Ladino, that according to the Aruch HaShulchan, even if you're mafsik after the bracha that you made a mistake about, you still have to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed, because it's some type of onesh, some type of tashlum, and some type of payment that you have to pay to be makabel al machus shemayim, so it has to be samach. But based on what we said, you have to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed immediately, because then there's a kiyum of Havu Godel, Kishem Hashem Ekor, when you call it the name of God, Havu Godel. So that's the first yisod, that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed is a shevach and haskarat Shem Shemayim, and it's a kiyum mitzvah of Havu Godel Elokeinu. The second yisod comes out from the Gemara in Tainis Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, that in Baruch Shel Chaz and Akinesis B'Tainis we say Amen. The Gemara says B'Medvar Amor B'Gvul and Abal B'Mikdash Ein Okein L'Fisha Ein Onen Amen B'Mikdash. We don't say Amen the Mikdash, only outside the Mikdash you say Amen on Brachas. What do we say in the Mikdash? And the Gemara says that on the Chaz and Akinesis in the Mikdash you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed. And according to the Gemara there, it's from a pasuk in Nehemiah, Yakumu Baruchu es Hashem Elokeichem min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam v'varchu Shem Kvodcha u'meromam al kol bracha v'tehila. So in this pasuk, you see the nitzchius of Hashem. V'anikuda chadasha v'mikra zeh yesod shel nitzchiyut shel Hashem min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam v'zeh nimtza lo ba'amirat amen ela baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto le'olam v'ad. The pasuk brought, it talks about get up and bless God forever and ever, and bless the name of his glory that's exalted on every praise and blessing. So you see this Nitzchias Hashem and Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Solalam Void, God's name, blessed is the name of God's glorious kingdom forever. So that's the Nitzchias Hashem. So too emerges from the Targum Yerushalmi and the Veschanan, the Targum Yerushalmi and Targum Yonasan Ben Uzziel, bring the Agadita that we brought in the first shiur from the Gemara in Pesachim, and the Targum Yonasan Ben Uzziel brings the answer of Yankov Avinu of Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved in Aramaic, Baruch Shum Yikari La'olmei Olmin, Targum Yonasan, and the Targum Yerushalmi brings Ani Yaakov Ve'omer Yeheshmei Rabba Mavarech La'olmei Olmin. So you see that Yeheshmei Rabba is like a Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ved, by in the fact that it's praising God when you hear Shem Shemayim Yisgadav Yisgadash Shmei Rabba. And you also see the Nitzchis of Hashem, the Olmei Olmin, forever and ever. That's the second Yisod. First Yisod Shevach, the second Yisod Nitzchis Hashem. Hayisod HaShlishi B'Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed Hu Inyan Kiddush Hashem B'Dvarim V'Zeh Mitbatei Yodei Hazmana U'Ma'ane Tu Siach Zeh Mekoro Be'etzem HaMikra Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu Dahainu Shavu Godel Bakim Ma'ane L'Kriyat Shem Hashem. The third principle in Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed is being Makadish God with words. And this is expressed through an invitation and an answer. This dialogue is rooted in the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. When should you be, this Havu Godel is a Ma'aneh, it is a response to Kriyas Shem Hashem. Earlier on, we brought the member of Rebbe from the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. Rebbe Omer, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu, Amar Lehem Moshe L'Yisrael, B'shan Sheni Maskir, Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Havu Godel. So it's like a response. When you hear Shem Hashem, it's a response of Kiddush Hashem. Yavdi Mekadesh Hashem B'dvarim. Mekoro, the root of that Gemara is in a Sifri in Hazinu, on the Pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra. And from this pasuk, the Sifri learns, "Anias Baruch Hashem, Hamivarach LaOlam Vod Acharei Baruchu, and Amen Acharei Kol Baracha." Kanir'eh that Amen has been called Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus LaOlam Vod, like we saw in the Gemara in Tainus, LaOlam LaOlmei Olmaya after Yeheshmei Rabba. And the Kiddush Hashem Barabim, by through historical events like Olas Mitzrayim, Eser Makos, Daniel VeChaverav, etc. So from this shiluv, from this combination in the Sifri of Hazman Omane, like the Sifri again says, that there's this invitation to bless, and then there's the actual blessing. So that's this dialogue. Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevorach, the Sifri says, Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Ve'et, the Amen after Brachas. The Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'et. So it seems that Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'et has a din of Kiddush Hashem B'dvarim, and therefore it is expressed by an invitation and an answer, like Kaddish and Kedusha, right? By Kaddish and Kedusha, we have an invitation to sanctify God's name, and then we do so. Now, if that's true, then we can ask, why do you not need ten people to answer Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'et? In Kriyashma, Mamish Kekadish VeKedusha, that they're also in union of Kiddush Hashem Medvarim, and their form is a dialogue of invitation and answer. Also, why do you say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Ve'et on the mentioning of Shem Shemayim of yourself? In other words, the Shemos and the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, and not as an answer to the invitation of others. So we could say that Kriya Shema is different, since in the Kriya of Shema, you're also mekayim the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, which is Chovetz HaLevavos, and therefore it's chal on every individual, and it has nothing to do with other people, and therefore there's no din tfisis tevarim kagon amen, v'shomea ka'oneh, v'lo du'siach shel hazman u'maneh. Everybody answers themselves like an internal dialogue, And therefore you also don't need 10 people, because this is an individual mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Normally it's Ayidei Shnayim, but it's not Ma'akev, and a Yachid can also do it. So that also is a raya, like from the Gemara that we saw in Pesachim, that Chora, the opinion that says we don't say Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Vod, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, is correct. Because even if we say it, we're not going to be able to do it like Yaakov Avinu, because he answered Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Vod on the Shema Yisrael of others, and we're answering on our own. So you see that the Gemara holds that's enough to do it as a Yachid. Now, these three yesodos of Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Ved are found in the Agad and the Gemara and Pesachim and Yaakov Avinu and the Shvatim. When the Shvatim said Shema Yisrael, they were Mazkir Shem Havaya, and on that Yaakov Avinu answered Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Ved, and he gave Shevach to Hashem that they remained faithful to Hashem. And that's the inyan of Shevach. We also see the Yesod Hasheni of Nitzchius Hashem, because that was his concern, that Shema Nimtza B'Zaro P'sul, that he has something impure in his children. And therefore, he answered, Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Ved, no, that we're going to have Nitzchius. Rashi explains in the Pasuk that Ayom Hu Echad Li Yisrael Asid Lavo, he's going to be Echad Gam L'Umas HaOlam, Kedivrei Hanavim. So that's Nitzchius. We also have the Yesod HaShlishi of this dialogue, that his son said Shema, and he said, Baruch Shein, we're Mekayim Havu Godel Elokeinu. So all the sources we brought until now, Lenin Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Ved, support the opinion that Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Ved is din in Kriya and Shayach to Vidibarta Bam. And that's the explanation of the Gemara. Nomruhu, should we say it? Lamra Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, that according to the Gemara Brachas, if you base him at base, any parsha where Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop, we don't stop. So if so, even if Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Ved is Shevach Ratzui, it's a good praise, but it's a hefsek. So if Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mafsik, we're not allowed to be mafsik. So, Nomru, can we say it? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Lo Nomru, we shouldn't say it. Amro Yaakov, in other words, you can't omit the Amir of Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Ved, because it's a din in Havu Godel Elokeinu, like we learned from Yaakov Avinu. And if so, the Pshat in the Gemara is, should we listen to the mitzvah of Havu Godel, as Yaakov Avinu did, or should we listen to the Yisr of the Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop? We don't stop. So the tshuva is some sort of compromise. Say it silently. That since you say it silently, it's not considered a hefsek b'kriyas ha-parsha, but it's still enough of a shevach that we're mishabech as ha-makom kedin havu godel, even though it is not the kol ram. Beautiful. So this can all be a candle to show us the way if we stand with the opinion that Baruch Shein Kavod Machus is a kiyum of Kriya and it's a Shevach and it has nothing to do with Yichud Hashem. However, in contrast to that, we have Makoros that according to which Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Ved is a kiyum of Yichud Hashem and it is a validation and it complements and it is like a paraphrase to the Yisod HaYichud in the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. And this bases itself on the idea that the topic of Malchus and Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Ved has a side of uniqueness, of Bilvadiyut, that only Hashem is king and there is no other king. And therefore, it is identical with the topic of Yichud Hashem in Shema Yisrael. This Yisod we already find in the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvah, Sefer Beis, he's Koev, Yikari Gamken Mitzvah, HaMitzvah Malchus Shemaim, Kem Yom Rekev, Kabbal Malchus Shemaim, Ritzan Olam, Lahodos Piyichud Olaham Mino. So, you see that Shema Yisrael is Yichud Hashem. That's the Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Olam Ved, that only he is the king and there's no other king, which is essentially Yichud Hashem. And it would appear that the Makor of the Rambam is in a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Naflam and Bezim and Bezim, Sugya, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros, that we need 10 Psukim for each one. And there it says, Amr Afuna, Tashma, Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekenu, Hashem Echad, Malchus, Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudomer, Eina Malchus. So one opinion holds that that Pasuk is Malchus, the other opinion holds it's not Malchus. We have another argument like that about V'yadati Yom HaShiva Sel V'vecha Ein Od, and like Abi the Pasuk about the Reis L'Das Ein Od. The Rambam and all the posts can pass like Rabbi Yossi. So here it's revealed to our eyes the whole kesher between Yichud Hashem and Malchus. That what is Malchus? Malchus is he's the only Melech, and that is Yichud Hashem, and therefore that applies to the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, applies to the pasuk of Ein Od. V'yadati Yom Shosel Avecha Ki Hashem Gashem Alaretz Ein Od Ata Reisel Das Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od. So that's the inyan of Yichud Hashem, and that's the inyan of Malchus. So even though, and Shema Yisrael we say Mefurish Hashem Echad, nevertheless the Ein Od and the other Psukim are also an expression of Yichud Hashem. The Rashbam Al HaTorah Dvarim Vav Dalet writes that Echad means Hu Levado Elokeinu Ve'Ein Acher Imo, that he is alone our God, and there is none with him. And that's like Ein Od. This negative formulation is very similar to Ein Od. And we also find that even Malchus and Achdus Hashem are expressed in the negative, B'afisus Elokim Acherim, when we negate, nullify other gods. Yerushalmi, Brachos Perak Aleph Halachates, says that Aseres Hadibros are Klulos B'Shema Yisrael, and Anochi parallels Hashem Elokeinu, and Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim parallels Hashem Echad. So we see also that Yichud Hashem is by negating other gods. Hashem Echad parallels Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim. And the Iker here is that Askaras Malchus Bevaruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved is some sort of echo and completes the idea of Yichud Hashem in the first pasuk, and therefore Bevaruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved is not a kiyum of the kriya of Dibarta Bam and not a shevach, but rather it's a chetz of Yichud Hashem. And just like we saw the inyan of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ved as a kriya in the Agadat and Psachim and Nun Vav that we read in the first shir, so too we have a makor that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ved is a din in Yichud Hashem. The Medrash in Dvarim Rabbah, the other Medrash brings that Agadat of Yaakov Ubanov, and then it continues, Davracha Shema Yisor, Baran Amri, Bishar Shalom Moshe Lamarim, Shon Alachi Ashar, Shehom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved, V'horod Osel Yisrael, V'lom Yisrael, Amr Asa B'far Hesia, Amr Yossi, L'mad Dabar Domer, L'echad, Shekanav Kuzmin, Mitoch Palten Shel Melech, Nazan Lo Ishto V'amr La, Tiskashti Ba B'far Hesia, L'besoch Beischa, Avyam Kippurim, Shenikim, Kam Alachi Ashar, Sein Amr Asa B'far Hesia, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved. So the Medrash says, what does it mean, Shema Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim. You hear the Malachi Asharis were saying to Hashem, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved, and he brought it down to the Jewish people, and why did the Jewish people say it in public? So Rabbi Yossi says, what is this similar to? Somebody stole a kuzmin, which in Greek is a ornament from the king's palace. He gave it to his wife, and he said, don't wear it in public, only in your home. So to Yom Kippur, that the Jewish people are clean, like angels, we say it publicly, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved, only when we're like Malachi Asharis, otherwise we say it privately. So what emerges from this Medrash is that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved is not an answer to Shema Yisrael, it's not a Shevach of Askaris Hashem, because the Malachim said it without the Shema. He just heard the Malachim saying to Hashem, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved. Rather, you see that it's an amazing Yisod in and of itself, that it's another formulation of the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's why this is on the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. And the Medrash says, the parallel to that is Baruch Shem. It's like you're reading Shema twice. Or it's like you're reading Shema and you're metargim Shema. So Baruch Shem is about the Yichud Hashem. And that's why after Shema, we say Baruch Shem. Because Moshe Rabbeinu heard that that's an amazing Yichud that the Malachim say to Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, I'm going to put it next to Shema Yisrael, just like they were Miyachid Hashem. We're also going to be miyached it with Shema Yisrael. There's the Yichud Hashem of Shema Yisrael, and then after that we say Yichud Hashem of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod. So we learn Yisodos Niflaim. We learn that the two aspects of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod meet in Kriya, and that has three elements to it. And we also learn that there's an inyan of Yichud Hashem in Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod. So now we get back to what we said in the first shir. We had the Zidut Shoiver against the Baal HaTanya and Reb Chaim Volozhiner in their understanding of Shema and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod. According to the Baal HaTanya and Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that Shema Yisrael means that there is no true reality. Reality is batel to the Ein Sof. And Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod is a validation of our world. So we can say that Chazal say in Brachas, that we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ma'al Lamat Ula Baruchas HaShemayim, that's the Iker Kavana of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod, because L'shitasam, this hamlocha of Hashem, lemala lemata la'baruchas haShemayim, cannot relate to Shema, because mitzat Shema Yisrael, that's yichud eilah. That means there is no Shemayim in Eretz. That means nothing else exists. So if that's the case, then Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod is yichud atata, and that is a hemshech. That is a continuation. That is a completion of the idea of the yichud of Shema Yisrael. It has one content: yichud Hashem. Shema Yisrael is Mitzido Yisbarach, that God is, as far as God is concerned, He's the only true existence, only true reality. And then Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod is as far as our existence. Yes, we have Yichud Hashem, but this Yichud Hashem allows for our existence. From our existence we do exist, and therefore we're Mamlech God, as the only God, as the only King. And that dovetails with the sheet of the Medrash that we quoted moments ago, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up Lamarim and he heard the Malachi Asharis saying Baruch Shem, and he brought it down to the Jewish people. This is like a beautiful tachshit. It's interesting to note that here Moshe Rabbeinu wants us to say Baruch Shem. In the Gemara, it says in the other Gemara that we learn, how can we say it? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Interesting. The note that's discussed, hopefully in a different shir, we'll get to it. That's parenthetical, so close parentheses. And now we get to the shita of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Mizidichov, that Shema Yisrael, what did we say? It's milamata lemala. That we go from down here and we climb above. And we're miyached Hashem Elokim with Hashem Havaya. We try to get to Achdus Hashem b'chol tarasa v'kdushasa with all its glory and splendor. And with Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod, we unite the name of Elohim that we have down here, all the different kochos, all the teva, together with Shem Havaya, with the oneness of God. So it's like we're davening that Mimarome Ha'ein Sof, says the Shover, he should be Mashpia Shefer Rav Shel Osher Ubracha Milamala Lemata. That's what we're doing when we're saying Shema Yisrael. We're trying to get up there, that he should bring down the Shefa. So really then, according to the Zidut Shoiver, what's Shema? Shema is a tefillah. Shema is Emunas HaYichud. Shema is that God is one. We're trying to get up to the one. We're down here, it's Melamata Lemala. We're down, we're not, again, not spatial, not physical, but the spiritual, that we are Mishtalshel, we branch down all of this multiplicity and we try to get to the oneness of Hashem. So that's Shema Yisrael. But Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vod, according to him, isn't about Yichud. Because according to the Zidut Shoiver, Baruch Shein Kvar Machus Olam Vaed is that Milamala Lamata, from up above to down below. Shema, we're getting to God's oneness, and then with Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed, we're miyached the Shem Havaya with the Shem Elokim. We unite the name of God with the name of Elokim. We go milamala lemata, from above down below. It's like we're davening that from the high heavens, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mashpia shefa rav of osher and bracha. So first we go up, that's the Shema, to the Yichud Hashem. Shema is the Yichud, that God is one. And then from there, we ask that He come back down, and this Havaya, that it should be Misa'ached with Shem Elokim, and give bracha to all the multiplicity. First the multiplicity goes up to the oneness, and then the oneness goes down to the multiplicity. So according to this, there's no thematic connection between Baruch Shem Kvod Olam Vaed and Shema Yisrael. Shema is about Yichud Hashem, and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed is like a tefillah. It's a tefillah that this HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mashpia Shefa. And that dovetails with the Gemara in Pesachim, Adaf Nun Vav. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed is a praise, an answer to Shema Yisrael, and not an integral part of Yichud Hashem. So that is a very fascinating harmonistic approach to Halacha and Agadah, the revealed and hidden Torahs, and obviously also gives us insight into the interrelationship between Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, that according to the Balatanya and Reb Chaim, it's Kulo Yichud Hashem. And according to the Zedit Shavar, Shema is Yichud Hashem, because we're going up, 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 to get to the One from all this multiplicity. And then Baruch Shem is like some sort of tefillah, some sort of shevach, that now He should be Mashpia, the Ein Sof should be Mashpia Baruch on all of us. That's essentially an answer to the Baruch Shem, to the Shema. So we should be zocheh mir tashem to revisit this sugya, and hopefully we will continue learning from the beautiful Torah of Arav Lam, zichrono levracha, and we should be zocheh lelmodu lelamed lishmar v'lasus ulekayim is called divrei salma torah zavihava. And it should be Lili Nishmas Nachum Ben Rameir Shmuel. Shalom, shalom, sweetest ones.